You know how it is when you're with someone before you really start looking for God or knowing your worth. Back then, you probably didn't even see your full potential because you were all about that person. You were doing everything to get their attention, putting all your time and energy into them. At some point, you might have felt like you couldn't live without them, like they were your whole world. You did everything to make them happy, even if it meant losing yourself. Maybe you even felt like you had to change parts of who you are just to keep them satisfied, always trying to fix whatever they didn't like about you. Sometimes in those relationships, the other person can make you feel small, like you're not enough. You get caught up in trying to change just to make them happy, always wondering if you're doing enough. You end up so focused on what you can do better that you forget about your own needs and your own worth. But then, when God steps in and removes you from that toxic situation, everything starts to shift. It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders and you finally start to see things clearly. You begin to seek God, and through that, you discover your own worth and value. You start to understand that you don't need someone else to validate you or make you feel complete. You see, it's in those moments after letting go that you find yourself and realize that you were always enough on your own. There's a reason why God didn't let you fully tap into your gifts when you were with that person. There's a reason why you didn't get all those business ideas or see the full picture of your future while you were in that relationship. God held back certain things from you during that time. Being with that person was more than just a relationship. It was also a big distraction. That relationship kept you from seeking God with all your heart and growing spiritually. It kept you from healing and moving forward in your spiritual journey. But once you left that person, everything started to change. Suddenly, you found God in a deeper way. You began to see your gifts clearly and understand your true purpose. You started to see the path God has for you. Now, you're able to see things that many others can't, and you have a deeper understanding of your worth and potential. Jeremiah 13:3 reminds us that God knows our true value, and leaving that person allowed you to finally realize yours. You began to glow up, inside and out. You started to see how handsome or beautiful you truly are, and you recognized that your personality shines. Now, being on the other side of that relationship, you can truly see how far you've come. You've grown, you've found yourself, and you've stepped into the person God always knew you could be. It's a reminder that sometimes stepping away from what's holding you back is the first step toward discovering who you were meant to be. Had you started to blossom in those relationships, those individuals could have taken advantage of your growth. They might have benefited from your gifts and ideas without truly supporting you. You may have experienced some level of success, but emotionally and spiritually, you would have stayed stuck or even broken. God knows what He's doing. By waiting until you were out of those relationships, He ensured that your growth would be truly yours. Now you can flourish without anyone holding you back or profiting off of your journey. You're meant to grow and shine on your own terms, and that's exactly what's happening now. If you had stayed, you might have seen success in your ideas, but God didn't want those people benefiting from your gifts. God knew you're kind-hearted and generous, and He didn't want others to take advantage of that. When you left and started to understand your own worth, you began to glow up and thrive, and that's when God really started to bless you. Now those people want you back because they see you've changed. The person you are today is not who you were in that relationship. They see how much better you've become on your own, and now they're thinking, that's the kind of person I want in my life. But here's the thing, they had you and they didn't know how to value you. While you were with them, they made you feel like you weren't good enough, and over time, you started to believe those lies. But when you walked away, you realized the truth. Everything they said about you wasn't true. When you found God, He revealed who you really are. God showed you your strength, your true value, and your spiritual gifts, and you began to see yourself in a completely new light. The truth is, they always knew your worth. That's why they tried so hard to keep you down and make you doubt yourself. They were afraid that if you ever realized how amazing you are, you wouldn't stick around and put up with their nonsense. They knew that once you recognized your own value, you'd go out and find someone who truly appreciates you for who you are. So now, as you continue to grow and shine, remember that their opinions never defined you. You're discovering your true self, and you're not going back to anyone who didn't see your worth from the start. Keep moving forward, knowing that you deserve nothing less than the best. You put up with so much, cheating, lies, ghosting, and all the nonsense they put you through. They knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted you to feel like you didn't deserve better, like you were lucky to be with them. This made them feel superior, keeping you stuck in a place where they had the upper hand. But the person you are now, the strong, confident version of yourself, isn't someone who would tolerate that anymore. It takes a man or woman of God, someone willing to do the work and heal, to be worthy of being with you now. Back then, neither they nor you were ready to put in that kind of effort. You didn't know your worth at the time, and they weren't willing to step up. Now they want you back, but it's too late. It's unfortunate things had to play out this way, but sometimes that's just how God works. He didn't let you see your full potential or access your gifts while you were still in that toxic relationship. Many of you didn't truly discover your spiritual gifts until you stepped away from those situations. This doesn't just happen in romantic relationships. It can also be about being around the wrong crowd, family, friends, associates. But right now, God is talking specifically about those who played with your heart and emotions, those who used and cheated on you. Now they're meeting people who treat them the same way they treated you, and they're starting to realize that they're not getting any younger. They want to settle down, to find a partner with good qualities, someone who truly values them. And then it hits them, they had that person. They had someone with all those qualities, someone who was a good partner, and they mistreated them. Now they want that person back, but this isn't about finding a kingdom husband or kingdom wife. If God is working on that person for you, then this isn't the message for you. This is about letting go of those who didn't see your worth until it was too late. I'm talking about those people you already know are not your kingdom husband or kingdom wife. These are the ones trying to sneak back into your life. They want you back, but your true kingdom partner is like, "No way, you had your chance, and now it's my turn." That's exactly what's going on right now. Don't be surprised if you start seeing your exes trying to pop back into your life, whether it's through your dreams, sliding into your DMs, or just reaching out. But if you've got a kingdom wife or kingdom husband, don't even bother giving it any attention. And even if you don't have a kingdom partner yet, still, don't let them back in. These people are finally seeing what they lost, especially in a world where genuine relationships are harder to find. Good partners are rare, and they're realizing that now. They can't easily find someone with your qualities. A good woman or man with a kind heart, patience, and all those things that made you special. So this is just a little confirmation for you. Don't let them back in. They didn't value you when they had the chance, and now they're seeing how hard it is to find someone like you. Stay true to yourself and keep moving forward. You deserve someone who sees your worth from the start. Love you all, and I'm so sure this message was needed. Keep holding on to the promises God has for you.